I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Most of us find our first gold ring before we've gotten old and feeble. I was lucky. I found mine in the first 5 minutes of ever swinging a detector. But what about gold dollars? Few of us have been lucky enough to turn up one of those. Several reasons they're so scarce. First, few people carried them in the first place. Second, if they lost one, they hunted a whole lot harder to find it again than if it were just a penny or dime. And third, they haven't been made since 1889, which, if my math is right, was 126 years ago. About 30 years ago, I was a part-time metal detector dealer. I sold a detector to a friend of mine named Bill Van Cleve. Bill was in a treasure club that got permission to spend a Saturday hunting the site of an old amusement park that closed in 1937. After several hours in the heat and humidity of a blistering summer day, Bill was exhausted and ready to head home. As he walked to his car, he dragged his detector along behind him, still turned on. He got a beep that read nickel or pull tab, and when he dug it up, he found himself in possession of an 1856 gold dollar coin. And the point of this story is it can be done. Just not by me. I hate to admit it, but had I been there that day, I would probably have turned my detector off before I headed for the car. Anyway, let's take a look at those $1 gold coins. The gold dollar was designed by James B. Longacre, who was director of the United States Mint at the time. They were first issued in 1849, the year of the California Gold Rush. And they were tiny. Originally, just 13 millimeters across, which is a tad over half an inch. People complained about their small size, and 5 years later, in 1854, the Mint increased the diameter to 15 millimeters, a tad under 6/10 of an inch. Doesn't seem like that big an improvement, does it? And since the coin was made bigger, they also made it thinner, so that the same amount of gold was still used, 0.04837 ounces of gold, and just a smidgen of copper thrown in to make the coin less soft. The first gold dollars had Lady Liberty on the front. When the gold dollar was enlarged from 13 to 15 millimeters in 1854, designer Longacre put an Indian headdress on Lady Liberty. By the way, James Longacre also designed the Indian head penny, using the same facial outline that was on this dollar coin, but with a more complete headdress. In 1856, the design on the dollar coin was changed again. Lady Liberty's head was larger, and her headdress was smaller. The dollar gold coin was heavily used from 1850 to 1854 because the value of silver became inflated and silver coins were worth more than their face value. So people didn't spend them, they hoarded them. Then an act of Congress in 1853 reduced the silver content of coins. Silver coins went back into circulation and gold dollars weren't used as much then. When the Civil War began in 1861, the United States lost our gold mints in New Orleans, Charlotte, and Dahlonega, Georgia to the Confederacy, and the production of gold coins fell accordingly. Couple that with the fact that people began hoarding gold coins as the war progressed, and the number of gold coins in circulation dropped tremendously. Finally, by the late 1870s, two additional factors made gold dollars almost superfluous. The new Morgan silver dollars were wildly popular, and more people finally began to trust paper money. So fewer and fewer gold coins were used for purchases, and the last gold dollar was minted in 1889. The gold content of a gold dollar is worth about $58 in today's market, but their collectible value is much more, probably a minimum of $200 for common dates. So you wouldn't want to melt these down, especially if you find an 1861 D gold dollar. That D is for Dahlonega, not Denver, and it's worth from $5,000 to over $250,000, depending on its condition. Thanks for listening. For more metal detecting information and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.